The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, my name is Kirsten. This week I'm going to talk to you about a new film, Wicked 2. I'm going to the cinema to see this tomorrow. Thank goodness it has finally come out in the cinema. This wonderful news has been a long time coming. I'm not that annoyed by having to wait a year for the sequel. I've seen the first film a few times now, and I keep thinking, as long as you're mine, I can watch it any time I like. As the saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished. So let's get on with the podcast. Did you know the Wizard of Oz film from 1939 plays Elphaba as the villain, but in these new films she plays the hero? Did you also know that there was originally a book called Wicked published in 1995? Then the American Broadway musical came out in 2003. It hit the London West End in 2006. The common theme amongst the book, the West End musical, and the films are that there is always a march of the witch hunters who see the Wicked Witch of the West as a villain. When actually, she is just speaking up for the talking animals of Oz who are being treated badly. As an animal lover myself, I can emphasise with this for good. I'd like to tell you about the names of the actors, their character names and the role they play in the film. Cynthia Erivo plays the lead character Elphaba, the Wicked Green Witch. Ariana Grande is Glinda, the Good Pink Witch. Jonathan Bailey plays Fiero, the prince and love interest. Jeff Goldblum is the Wizard of Oz. Michelle Yeoh plays Madame Morabelle, a headmistress of a school who becomes the right hand of the Wizard of Oz. Ethan Slater is Bog, a munchkin student and love interest to Elphaba's sister, Nessa Rose, who is played by Marissa Bode. Marissa Bode uses a wheelchair due to a car accident she experienced at age 11. I think this is a perfect casting choice, as the actresses has to put a lot of emotion into her character, who, yes, Nessa Rose is in a wheelchair. I've never seen the original Wizard of Oz from 1939, but my teacher Oliver tells me I need to watch it for the Wicked films to make sense. I might watch it, but to me, the Wicked films are just really, really good films with an amazing story and lots of singing. The perfect way to get Christmas started. My name's Kirsten, and thank you for listening.